What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com. We
are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
Your boy, Sean.
What's up, Wikimaniacs? My name is Josh Shell, your host for the Am I the Asshole episodes. Unfortunately, John won't be in today as we are going to give him a pass. He's dealing with some family stuff. We wish him all the best and sending nothing but love towards him with his family. However, returning from his hiatus from the Friday episodes is the one, the only, Sean Salvino. How's it going, buddy?
Hi, Wikimaniacs. Glad to be back. It's always a good time.
Yeah, we missed you. It's been like 3 weeks since you've been on a Friday episode.
Has it been three?
Yeah.
For sure two. I missed the two y'all recorded last. Did I miss another one?
Yeah, the one coming up this week that we're recording.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Apologies, Wikimaniacs.
Yeah, we've been losing subscribers by the handful. Our TikTok is nothing but John's face in the thumbnails. It'll be nice to have someone else.
They love John's face.
They do love John's face. And with Sean is his partner in crime from their podcast, Shots and Thoughts. Please welcome friend of the show, Chris. What's going on, Chris?
Yo, what's good, everybody? What's good, Wikimaniacs? How y'all doing?
They probably say good. I'll answer for them.
Right on.
Hey, Wikimaniacs.
It's semi-rhetorical.
John couldn't make it, but we've added an even shorter Filipino man to take his spot.
Yeah. I wonder if he would, because whenever we actually met him in Dallas, he was like, yeah, I'm short, dude. And I'm like, no, I'm short.
he had a whole 2 inches on Chris.
At least.
Oh, and YouTube viewers, if you're noticing, me and Chris will try and limit it from now on. But if you see us looking to the side of the camera, it's because we are right next to each other
in the same room. Yeah,
in the same room. First time we're doing this on Reddit on Wiki, so it'll be exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you. It's too bad Ryan couldn't come, but I guess when you guys need a Canadian to replace me, you'll just get him to come on.
Wow, what a perfect squad.
We've become an interchangeable dynamic here.
We got two Canadians, multiple Filipino guys.
Yeah.
We're the bench players for Shots and Thoughts. You guys are the bench players for Reddit on Wiki. It's perfect.
Dude, match made, dude.
So, Chris, I think only OG Wikimaniacs would actually know this, but you, in fact, designed the Reddit on Wiki logo.
Yes, I had so much fun coming up with that.
Yeah, I mean, you did an amazing work. I think we can all agree.
Thank you.
And the reason, in fact, that we trusted you with the design is that you actually have a clothing company called Date Off, which has some amazing designs. And I believe when Sean isn't repping his barber's merch, he's repping Date Off.
That is a fact.
Awesome.
90% of my clothing, I think, is made by Chris at this point.
Or is just given to you by someone.
Yeah. Or given to me to promote on the TikTok.
Yeah. So, Chris, do you want to talk a little bit about Date Off?
Yeah, the company or the brand is Date Off. It's a brand inspired by like otaku culture and like the lo-fi culture. Whenever we were first starting, I was really inspired by old lo-fi hip-hop videos, because whenever I stumbled upon them on YouTube, it was always like some anime video to some jazzy hip-hop grainy sounding beat, and it was just like, I can't believe I found something that matches everything I've been looking for in life, right? So
right.
When I first started, that was kind of like the soundtrack for the brand. And what we have going on right now is like a fundraiser, because we are invited to go to Anime Expo this year, which is huge for us because it's the biggest anime convention in the United States, I believe. And it's in LA. It'd be a huge deal and like a huge like milestone for our brand if we could get there. So we have a fundraiser t-shirt that we're doing for it, and it's on our shop called day-off.shop.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good price. Or if you want to cop any of our other t-shirts to help get us everything, I think like from now until we go is just going to be straight up going to expenses for the trip, because it's a pretty big trip.
Awesome, man. Well, I hope you make your fundraising goal. Sounds like a super fun time. Is Sean tagging along to carry the shirts for you?
And if he's free, it's like
we have not discussed.
Yeah, I have not discussed yet, because it's actually a 4-day convention, which I am surprised. I've only ever seen like 3-day convention.
Jeez,
this would actually be like Friday, July 1st to Monday, July 4th.
Whoa,
it's a pretty big ask. So I completely understand, like, you know, if homies can't go and stuff. We all got things going on.
Absolutely. Oh, and
another way that we're fundraising as well is all of our proceeds on our other podcast, Buy Me a Coffee, is going to go straight to Day Off and helping them get to LA. So that's buymeacoffee.com/SNTPOD. If you don't want the shirt and you just want to help, but get a shirt, man.
Thank you, everyone who's already purchased a shirt. Thank you so much, everyone who's just been donating straight up, or even like reposting, retweeting, anything like that. Like, it really brightens my day just seeing like how much support from the homies I've been getting. That alone just kind of helps along the adventure.
Yeah, that's super cool. So go check out Day Off and cop some merch to help support Chris.
Thank you so much, man.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. So in today's episode, we have a woman who ransacks her boyfriend's apartment.
Who?
A wife who demands her husband pay her $1,000. A sister who tells her brother to stop misleading people. And a husband asks a wife to make them dinner at 2 a.m.
I can see all the situations to where this could possibly not be asshole-ish. So I'm interested.
Yeah. Maybe some will surprise you. Before we hop into the stories for today, if you do have an Am I the Asshole story you would like us to cover, please send it to redditonwikipod@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram or Twitter @redditonwiki. Links to those are in the show notes. I did say this was going to be the week we were going to do listener submissions, but...
Ooh.
Because John's not here, we're going to wait until he's back. So I apologize. We have had a ton of submissions, so keep them coming. We'll get to them eventually. On top of that, if you're a returning listener, please consider giving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podchaser, or you can tell a friend about us. If you really like the show and want to get episodes a week early-ish, I always say that, but it's almost never true. But they are ad-free. You can go to patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork and sign up to help support the show. I didn't really sell it there, Sean. I apologize.
That's all right. That's what Mondays are for. It's a Friday. Yeah. We're light on the shilling.
Although I think it's my episode coming out this Monday as well, and I definitely did not sell it as well as you do. So.
That's okay. I mean, honestly, I don't even sell it well. Not one patron is at the $25 tier. So, I mean,
that's true. If anything, you're selling against it.
If anything, I'm making people resent the idea of our Patreon.
With all of that out of the way, it's time to hop into some of the stories. Kicking things off. Am I the asshole for ransacking my boyfriend's apartment?
Did he cheat?
Ooh, that's a good question. Somehow it's much worse, actually, now that I think about it.
Oh, then already not an asshole. Ransack
well,
that bitch.
I didn't say for who. I didn't say who it was worse
for. Oh, okay, never mind.
I'll jump the gun.
Yeah.
So I, a 25-year-old female, have been with my boyfriend, Jake, a 34-year-old male, for 8 months. Things were fine until I, against my better judgment, moved into his place a couple months ago. Since then, he's been getting kind of possessive and protective. I immediately told him to cut that shit out because it's off-putting and things seem to get better. Yeah, that would be definitely off-putting.
Yeah, red flag.
But also 8 months seems pretty quick to move in together. If maybe I'm just judging a little bit. But
how old? 25?
Yeah, 25. He's 34, so I guess, I guess they're a different. He's a different point of life, but it is weird.
Yeah.
She goes on to say, anyway, I have a friend in Mexico who is getting married. I've been excited to fly down for her wedding ever since she told me she was engaged a year ago. However, Jake made it clear that he doesn't want me to go. He says Mexico is too dangerous, even though I've been there many times, and I even lived there for a year, speak Spanish, have friends there, and know my way around. Oh. No matter what I say, he doesn't want me to go. More red flags, or are we...
a little bit.
Yeah, well, yeah.
My bad. I don't know. Did they say where in Mexico?
They did not. But I mean, I assume it's probably around where she lived if she has friends down there, right? That's where they're having the wedding.
Yeah.
So I assume she knows the area where she's going, or at least has friends.
Yeah. I feel like any tourist destination, usually pretty safe, as long as you're not on like a border town. I know those tend to get, at least here in Texas, tend to be a little bit dangerous.
That's fair.
If you're going to Cancun or whatever, like, thousands of people go to Cancun.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, and everyone is fine. So
yeah.
Yeah. And I assume the wedding would be maybe, you know, like not a dangerous area.
Yeah. Like right. like a tourist area. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. She goes on to say, a couple days ago, my passport went missing from my nightstand. I'm supposed to go tomorrow, so I wouldn't have time to get a new one. I looked everywhere, but I had no luck. When I asked Jake about it, he behaved a little suspiciously, but I dismissed it because I couldn't believe he would actually take my passport to keep me from going. But he's been giving me some red flags, so I decided to have a look around. I like how she's like, I believed him, but then I immediately did not believe him.
I believed him a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a bit.
Just until he left the house. When he went out this morning, I started going through everything. As I searched, I became increasingly certain that he took my passport. I don't know why you would, like, if you're searching, why would you get more sure that, I guess you're in it then.
You're just getting more frustrated that you can't find it. You're like, there's no way I would hide it this well.
Yeah. I started off carefully picking through the drawers and cabinets, but as my anger grew, I became a lot less careful. I started turning out drawers, pried open a briefcase, and made a total mess. But I found it. It was behind some books on the bookcase in his study. I have never gone into his study, so he definitely put it there. Now he's furious with me for going through his things and ransacking his place. He said he would have just given me back my passport and there was no need for me to go crazy.
Nah. If you hit it already,
I'm pretty sure you're not going to fucking be giving it back that easy.
Yeah. And she already asked him and he said no.
Yeah. She said, he said I didn't take it. So
the lie
gives
the reason to fucking ransack.
Yeah. I'm just angry that he took it to begin with, and I don't believe him when he says he was going to give it back. This is only my third serious relationship, and I have no perspective on this kind of thing. Am I the asshole for overreacting and ransacking my ex-boyfriend's place? So they're ex-boyfriend.
Oh, okay, ex. Nice.
No, ex-boyfriend's place. Love to see that.
Yeah.
Because, get out.
So not the asshole, you think?
I don't think so.
Okay. It's the gaslighting for me when she's like...
There you go.
When she starts saying like, why did you hide this? And he said he would have given it back if you just asked. You didn't need to go crazy. Like she did ask. She did ask, bro.
You're just so fucking insane.
Oh my God.
I knew you were going to do this.
Yeah. I would have given it back to you if you could have proven I'd taken it. But now that you've proven I've taken it, I'm mad.
Oh my God.
Absolute insane behavior. You're definitely not the asshole. If anything, I would have wrecked more shit whenever he admitted to fucking taking it.
Yeah.
So here's what I was going to say. Since they've technically moved in together, if she's ransacking the place and just searching through things, is that just not her searching through her own stuff?
Her own stuff.
Yeah. If my girlfriend was like trying to find something and she was just going through all of our shit, I'd be like, yeah, okay, that makes sense. We're trying to find something you need.
We both agreed to live in this space.
Yeah.
I mean, like, granted it was like in like his study or whatever. But
still.
Yeah, I mean, still.
Yeah.
You share like, a home. Share no a place home, is, right? is sacred.
Exactly.
Yeah. It is also a red flag that like the age difference. I know we shouldn't harp on that so much, but that's 10 years.
That's right on
difference.
The border for me, right?
Yeah.
This 9 years. Yeah, she's 25. So that's like, okay. But like at 25 and 34, you are really different. Like if it was 9 year age difference and she was like 27, like maybe 2 years older, it's completely different. I feel like 25, you're still like fresh out of college, maybe that between like a boyfriend that has a 9 to 5 or whatever. It's just different.
Like
times in your life.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's just the age thing, because like there can be relationships where that works, but it's that mixed in with the controlling thing that makes it a little bit more like sus. You know what I mean? Like it's a little bit weirder.
You already feel with the controlling and the telling you not to go to Mexico and the age difference, it's kind of like he doesn't see you. It seems like he didn't see her as an equal.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's just like, oh, you're young. You don't know shit.
Like a child like that. Like
exactly. Talking down to her all the time. Yeah.
It reminds me of that one episode of Friends. I don't know if you watched Friends, but the one where Ross was dating like his student, I guess. And she wanted to go to like spring break in Mexico or something. And then he was like, oh, you're going to pack that? You're going to pack that? And it's like a bikini or whatever.
Right.
So this reminds me of that.
Jesus. Yeah, I mean, I also don't know why he just didn't go. I mean, maybe not to the wedding, but
yeah, I mean, I imagine that you're at a resort together for this wedding. So just fucking skip the wedding if you weren't invited. But yeah, the other dates you're at a resort with your girls. So
yeah, make a trip of it, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. It could have been a much nicer outcome. It's just like, oh, my boyfriend wanted to come with me and we both went down to Mexico, you know, like there's so many ways.
There were so many other ways. Yeah, exactly. So many other ways to have gone about this rather than being an over-possessive
piece of shit.
Stealing a passport.
Yeah.
Insane.
It might be illegal.
It sounds like it.
Like,
your social security's in that bitch, is it? Is it or not?
Okay.
I don't know shit.
Your driver's license number, I think.
I don't know, but
I'm probably wrong.
It's a pretty sensitive document. Yeah.
It is, absolutely.
Like, it's definitely, like, you have to get it canceled immediately if you can't find it. Stuff like that. Yeah. So. So you're definitely not the asshole. I'm glad he's your ex now. Glad you're safe.
Yeah.
And with that, we'll move on to our next Am I the Asshole? So, am I the asshole for demanding my husband pay me the $1,000 he spent behind my back? So, my husband, was 33, and I, who was 31, used to have a two-income home. But in 2020, we lost our home and one of our incomes. And then in brackets, she puts his. We moved into a smaller apartment, had to sell many things, and give up most of our costly habits. My husband has this expensive habit of going to the spa for a weekly massage session, which that would be first on my list for a costly habit.
What?
Yeah. I'm going to stop going to Starbucks every morning, but I have to get my spa.
Oh my God.
And like, it's a weekly thing. I've never had a professional massage.
Josh.
Dude, how?
Bro, you got to get a massage, man. They're nice.
I mean, listen, maybe someday, but it's not a costly habit I'm ready to get into, you know?
just a once every 6 months type of deal. That's what I do. Can, you know,
loosen up the bolts too. This sounds like you have to do once a week. So,
dude, once a week? Hell no. That would have been instant stop.
It's criminally insane that he has to have very fucking, what's it called? What's his name? Bates, fucking American Psycho.
Oh. Kid. Yeah.
A fucking spa treatment once a fucking week. Are you? Oh my God.
Dude, especially when you're the one that lost your job.
Yeah.
I mean, I get, you want your spouse to not lose too much of their cycle, but a fucking weekly spa visit is.
Oh, come on.
That's a big ask, my guy. That's a huge ask.
Yeah. If they were like, oh, I still want to go to Starbucks, it was like, okay, that's fine, you know? But definitely cut out the massages that are costing us hundreds of dollars a month.
That's crazy.
So she continues on. She says, we live in an urban area, so this stuff is ridiculously expensive. A single session is $250.
Oh, hell no. Oh, my God.
No way.
And he has to have it every week so that it'd be nearly $1,000 a month. I offered him to have his session at a regular spa, but he said no. He has to get it from the luxurious spa near the restaurant we used to go to.
No, you know what? Now this just sounds like this just sounds sus now.
Now you got a favorite masseuse, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
You got a favorite masseuse.
That's the next line, dude. He says the lady who gives him the massage is an expert and he's used to her.
Expert in what, my guy? Lots of talented masseuses, bro.
Expert in happy endings is what I'm getting.
He's an expert. She's an expert with my body. Oh, specifically.
Wow. So the problem is I'm the only income earner and I'm struggling to make ends meet. I'm also pregnant and need to save the money to prepare a nursery.
Already not the asshole. It's done.
It's
You owe way more than $1,000.
You're the winner.
I told him to cut his sessions, but he refused. I told him I won't be paying for them anymore, and he said he'd get the money himself. Yesterday, I checked and saw that he's been using my credit card for his sessions for a whole month.
Credit card? Oh, no.
It's a 13-year-old little boy stealing his mommy's card.
Golly, bro.
I'm going to buy Fortnite points. And
your wife's not going to notice the missing $200 per week?
Yeah, what does he think? I wonder where this $1,000 went from this month.
What's the end game here, my guy? What's the end game?
So I found out he had maxed out the cards completely when I had gone shopping for baby essentials and the cashier said I had no money.
No fucking way.
That's so embarrassing. That's the worst feeling. Even when you haven't ran out of money and it just gets declined because the chip isn't working or other shit, you're like, everyone around me thinks I'm poor as fuck.
It just feels shameful.
Yeah, everyone's feels watching bad. You as you just take the cart back and with everything in it.
No. Try it again. Please.
It has to go through. Please. I checked this morning. Yeah, I've been through that many times.
Yeah, same.
as yeah, a, same. As a poor, poor college kid, it happens occasionally.
Oh, for sure. More than one occasion.
As a poor
sure.
30-year-old.
I had to return everything, then went home and went off on him. I told him he had maxed out my cards and made me look like an idiot at the store. He said he didn't tell me because he knew I'd have an issue with it, which...
No fucking shit. Yeah,
no shit, Sherlock. No fucking shit, man.
So stupid. I demanded he pay me back the $1,000 he spent, but he refused. I yelled at him, calling him irresponsible, and he got upset and called me selfish and told me to stop playing victim and that this is affecting both of us since he's going to be a parent too. And it's stressful for him. And I keep dismissing his own needs as a human. That's
oh, brother.
This dude's an incel, isn't he?
Like, he's cheating, yeah, right?
He's in those incel communities, just like, my wife won't fuck me, so I have to go to a massage therapist.
Oh, gosh. Disgusting. Fucking deplorable.
Oh, my God.
Fucking hell.
I went upstairs, and he went out. He started giving me silence, but I kept demanding the money back. He said I shouldn't expect it back since we're married. Then my money is technically his, and I should stop using his unemployment against him.
Ah. Nah.
Am I the asshole?
No. Nope,
not at all.
Not even close.
Get your money, get the bag, queen. Fucking leave his ass too. This sounds like,
oh my God.
It sounds like he's cheating on you. I'm sorry.
It does even sound like that.
It sounds like that because you can get massages anywhere, my guy.
Yeah. I'm sure an amateur massage therapist is maybe not just as good, but you know what I mean? Like, it probably does
a
similar thing.
You can get a few knots out.
Yeah, exactly. You don't need to spend hundreds of dollars every week on it. But even if he's not cheating, it's still the controlling and the reverse victim blaming, which is just disgusting,
dude,
man. Like,
the fact that he said that she's being selfish is so fucking
mind-blowing.
Like, not, where are you? You're not on this planet, dude.
No, I don't know. I'm trying to think of like some sort of defense against it, but there is no defense. She's trying to spend money for your baby, and it's the least selfish thing. You're spending money to get a couple knots out of your back every week because you can't handle the pressure. Meanwhile, your wife is pregnant, dealing with that, dealing with work, because she's actually working.
Yeah. If anybody needs a massage, it's
her.
Line.
Are you kidding me?
Unless this guy is like super fucking handicapped and we don't know, like, I don't know, his body just needs massages or something. But
even that sounds like a medical thing.
That's physical therapy.
Yeah,
that's
exactly,
not massages.
Exactly.
That's not spa dates. So never mind. Yeah. Fuck what I said.
Like, my only thing from his point of view might be like, okay, like, it sounds like it happened like right during pandemic time, and then he lost his job, obviously. So like, maybe this is his sort of like semblance of normalcy to him in his life. But this should definitely come to a point where like, can't be spending this much. What we were saying earlier, like, if you need these as like, this is like your thing, your one thing in life that brings you happiness, we got to lower the cut. Like, you guys got like a compromise needs to have been met. I feel. Communicate that to each other. Yo, I need this. So that's my job and shit or whatever. You definitely don't need to be spending $250 a fucking week and have your your wife's card get declined.
Yeah.
At the fucking, you know, Babies R Us or wherever they were shopping at to get shit for their baby. Like, this is insane to me. Like, how could you do that? Oh, man, that just kills me.
So in the wrong, it's mind blowing. Like,
yeah, my blood's boiled. I don't know how y'all sit through these, actually. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Dude, bro, one time Josh, like, we watched misogynistic TikToks.
Oh,
I was heated. I like was seething. I could barely sit still. I was so mad.
I couldn't even use it as a clip from TikTok because Sean was so very mad that I was like, I can't show this. Like,
but yeah, I was thinking $1,000 a month, you could just buy one of those super fancy massage chairs.
Yeah. Or the gun.
Or the massage gun.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Also that. But you could buy one of those, like, if you have to have a really good massage, they have those massage chairs that fucking spin you upside down all around and fuck your body up. Those are like $2,000 to $3,000. That's 3 months. You've been doing this for 1.5 years, my guy. Like, holy fucking moly.
Oh my gosh. That $1,000, like, to have that,
dude, $1,000 a month,
like, your quote unquote disposable income to, oh, that's so much.
If they had that extra $1,000 a month, you know how much better off they'd be? That's $2,400 or $24,000 in the last 2 years. Just gone.
Jesus.
Dude,
like, how many things has the wife given up?
Exactly.
Over this man to get $250 massages every week?
Yeah.
You fucking kidding me?
Fuck this guy. Fuck them,
dude. Yeah,
I don't think that you don't win here. Fuck, man. I feel bad because, you know, it might be one of those situations where it's like, oh, I'm having a baby right now and getting a divorce just like isn't
the vibe.
Like, the wouldn't be the easiest thing on me right now. But
yeah,
fuck yeah,
it's tough, man. And I hope he betters himself for her and the baby.
Hell yeah.
But
yeah, well, I guess we can only pray for the best.
Yeah, I'm not holding my breath.
Yeah, right.
Definitely not the asshole.
Imagine spending $1,000 on a pair of Jordans every month. Just fucking some stupid shit. Like,
how fast would your wife kick the shit out of you, Sean?
Never mind.
She'd sense it in the cart. She'd break in the fucking door. What the fuck do you think you're doing?
You can resell them for like 3 times as much.
I used that excuse when I first started dating my now wife, but when she was my girlfriend, I'll be like, I can just fucking resell these. And then like a year in, she was like, you don't resell shit. You have 50 pairs of fucking sneakers.
These are 40% beat. We can't sell these for you fucking max
wear,
cost.
Yeah, you wear all your shit. You don't keep anything in the box.
For anyone watching on YouTube, all of the shoes behind Chris are the ones he's talking about.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'm a dumb bitch.
He's got a library.
I'm a dumb bitch.
But you learned, and you're better with money now.
I learned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, better. Better is a joke.
Better.
I'm not great either, so. So we're gonna take a break from Am I the Asshole? We're going to listen to some sponsors, some ads. We'll be right back in a few minutes with a couple more Am I the Asshole stories. Wikimaniacs, are you ready to be blown away? Men and women alike have asked for it, and our friends at Manscaped have listened. They just relaunched the Ultra Smooth Package. That's right, it's back. Your new favorite tool and complement to the Lawnmower 4.0 to get that smooth shave finish you're looking for. This special groin shaving kit is here to help you buff, protect, and shave your most sensitive areas. It's time to crop that bush of yours and get right to the roots with a discount code just for you from Manscaped. Get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com with the code REDDIT. So not only has Manscaped brought you the electric trimmer that you and your man both love to use, but now they're bringing back your new favorite razor. So you can be set and trimmed front to back. This is the durable yet sensitive razor that's perfect for him and her. Personally, I find it very difficult to shave close to the skin without getting ingrown hairs, cuts, you know, in the hard to reach places. But with the Lawnmower 4.0, I have no problems whatsoever. So step one, grab your handy Lawnmower 4.0 and shave to your liking to get the loose hairs out of the way. And then take out the perfect package for the summer, the Manscaped Ultra Smooth Package. Step two, get your hands on the Crop Exfoliator, infused with ingredients that soothe, clear, and keep the skin in and around your groin feeling refreshed. The Crop Exfoliator can help reduce the risk of ingrown hairs in your delicate places. After that, you'll want to move on to step three with the Crop Gel. See where you're shaving with our unique clear shaving gel just for the groin. With four essential oils, it's like a spa treatment every time you shave. Finally, it's time to shave. The Crop Shaver was designed for shaving the groin with confidence. Three precision blades include extra wide lubricating strips and a pivoting head for the ultimate groin grooming experience. The Crop Shaver is not your average razor. It's smaller, thicker, with a micro comb bar that allows for the best shave possible from any angle. The Crop Exfoliator and Crop Gel are both vegan, cruelty-free, and sulfate-free, so you know your goods down there are in good hands and without compromise. It's time to get up close and personal with the best tools for the job, the Ultra Smooth Package from Manscaped. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code REDDIT at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code REDDIT at manscaped.com. Get smooth with the relaunched Ultra Smooth Package from your friends at Manscaped. Thanks to Manscaped for supporting the show. All right, and we are back. It's time to hop into our third story. How are you hanging in there, Chris? Still seething?
Oh, good. Yeah, a little bit. It's calmed down, but I just feel like, you know, blood pressure is about to spike back up.
It's an emotionally draining show.
Yeah.
Every week we're like, God damn, we fucking suck as a gender.
Yeah.
This one might, you know, not saying it's reverse role, but we'll see how this one goes. So, am I the asshole for telling my brother and his boyfriend to stop misleading people with their wedding rings when they're not actually married?
Oh, yeah, you might kind of, I don't know. What? Just the title.
So, I am a 26-year-old female, and I have an older brother, a 27-year-old male, who's been dating another guy, a 30-year-old male, for around 4 years. I don't have an issue with my brother being gay, but I have an issue with him wearing a wedding ring in order to pretend that he's married to him. You see, we live in a country where gay marriage still isn't allowed, and then in brackets, Romania. But despite this, my brother and his boyfriend started wearing wedding rings recently. When I asked my brother about it, he told me that despite not being able to do it legally, they still consider themselves to be married spiritually and are hoping that one day gay marriage will be allowed and they'll be able to do it legally as well, either by leaving the country or waiting till gay marriage is legal in Romania. Well, I think this is nice. I told him that they shouldn't be wearing wedding rings till they actually get officially married, as I think that it's kind of distasteful.
Oh, boo.
He told me that they're just a symbol of their love and that they're not hurting anyone by wearing them. But I disagreed. They're actively misleading people into thinking that they're actually married and frankly, just making a mockery out of marriage.
Oh my, you're the fucking worst, bro.
Holy shit. So my brother told me he doesn't care about what other people, including me, think about them wearing wedding rings and maybe they should mind their own business, then left furiously. Mm-hmm. Not gonna lie, I think his comments here were kind of out of line, as all I did was give my opinion on people wearing wedding rings when they're actually not married yet. And he seemed to take it personally. Obviously, he took it. Anyway, his boyfriend.
Yeah, it seems very personal, especially like, you know, in the society they're living.
Yeah, how do you not take that personally? Actually, what I think what you and your boyfriend doing is super distasteful and kind of like ruins marriage
but
for everyone else.
Don't take it personally, but even though it's about you.
It's not fucking personal.
Don't take it personally. As your sister, I dislike your lifestyle and what you're doing right now. Don't take it personally, though.
I said no offense. It's fucking the same thing.
His boyfriend also contacted me later and told me that their romantic life doesn't concern me and to stay out of it.
It sure as hell doesn't.
Am I the asshole?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Holy fuck, yes.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
This makes me so angry. Your brother is in a country that doesn't respect his sexual orientation, doesn't see it as legal, is literally illegal to be who he is. And then to have his sister pile on top to like condemn him for even trying to enjoy the relationship he's built with this other guy. Like, fuck you. Go fuck yourself.
I was like, man, that's so sweet. Like, they're doing like everything that they can to show how much they love each other. I was hoping to hear like something from her where it was like, no, it's very dangerous for them to be doing that here. Like, I want them to be safe kind of thing. Then I'm like, yeah, I see where you're coming from. You know, that's what I was like kind of hoping to hear, but it just sounds like you don't like it.
Yeah. As soon as the first reason was, I think it's distasteful. I was like, you're the fucking asshole. You fucking dickhead. Fuck you. Literally the same as like fucking conservative Americans back when it was a debate if it was legal or not. It's just like, well, they can't get married because it fucking somehow ruins our marriage. Like it makes, you're ruining.
What do you mean?
Yeah. You can't be married. You can't have what we have.
Oh my God.
It is so fucking dumb.
It's honestly, it's just about, well, it's probably a mix of insecurity on her part and then some sort of control to feel like you're better than someone else. You should respect your brother's relationship and, you know, support him, especially when no one else is in this country. So,
yes,
family be family.
Yeah. Blood's thicker than, I don't know what, but there's some sort of saying there.
I'm like that.
Oh, water. Yeah. That's it.
But I don't know how that applies here now that I think about it. So I'm going to continue on.
Wow. What is that saying? Is water like friends? And then blood is thicker than...
Blood is thicker than...
We found our topic for tonight.
This is another podcast. Understanding fucking weird phrases.
Yeah, true. That could be a whole podcast probably, to be
honest.
Shout
out to that one TikTok. He's like a comedy TikTok. I don't know if y'all get him. The Tony, is it Tony something? The guy with the long hair.
Oh, Tony Stavatachi or something like that.
Some shit like that, where he was like trying out new phrases for the first time. And then he was like, I think it's time. And then he's like, yo, man, there's plenty of fish in the sea. And then he's looking around like, yo, I fucking killed that. And his brother's like, what the fuck does that mean, man? My heart is broken. Why are you talking about fucking fish, bro?
Hello,
That's fucking funny.
That guy's fucking good. God.
So we'll move on to our final story of the day. Am I the asshole for snapping at my husband after he told me to go make him dinner at 2 in the morning?
Wait, he told her to make dinner?
Yeah.
And you're at 2 in the morning.
You're an adult.
You're an adult that can make your own fucking meal at 2 a.m.? I may be preemptive here, but I think you're not the asshole.
Yeah, I don't know. It's called pizza but, pops, buddy. Yeah. Ramen. Something quick. You can do it.
Fucking cereal, dude. Cereal's so good.
Cereal slaps, dude. If Magic Spoon ever sponsors us, my life will be
cool. Oh, that'd be cool.
I'd be so wet for some Magic Spoon, dude.
That's the ad right there.
Yeah, that's the ad.
Yeah, that's the ad read.
Nothing makes me wetter than Magic Spoon.
We'd sell so much fucking cereal.
Who needs milk anymore?
Oh, God. and there goes all the sales.
Yeah, fuck.
So my husband, 27-year-old male, has been coming home late recently. I'm talking 2 to 3 a.m., kind of late. Mm. I don't know what he's doing out that late.
Oh, no.
But he says...
Stop. You don't know. McDonald's, bro. Sounds like, yeah. What are you doing, bro?
Absolutely
what are you,
no
why
excuse.
Are you waking up your wife at 2 a.m.? Pause. Stop. Yeah. That's it.
Bye.
But he says his evening shifts tend to extend and he works extra hours. I'm a new mother and I'm constantly exhausted and only get a few hours of sleep. Normally when he's out so late, I have my dinner and not put anything aside for him because he obviously eats at work, like he said. On Thursday, I get woken up by him shaking me at 2:45 in the morning. I ask him what he wants and he tells me he's hungry and wants to eat. I tell him that I didn't have dinner put aside for him, thinking he's already eaten at work. He loses it on me and asks, are you fucking crazy?
Oh, he said that to her?
Yeah.
Bro, bro, fuck ain't this no guy, fucking bro. Way, boy. Fuck ain't no this fucking guy. Way, boy. He wants the fucking smoke.
Who are you?
Holy shit. He then demands I go make him dinner. Dinner at 2 in the morning. I snap at him and yell at him, asking him what dinner is at 2 in the morning. He then throws back at me that he was working all day and asks me what I was doing all day.
Bitch, I don't know, raising your fucking kids?
Watching the fucking baby? Yeah.
Yeah.
The baby then gets woken up, which makes me madder. I start arguing with my husband and he storms out of the room saying I should make it up to him after I decided not to save dinner for him. Then goes to comment on how much I eat and how much weight I've put on recently.
No fucking way! This isn't real. There's no fucking way this is real.
I've seen enough men TikToks that it could very much be real. Some guys are
fucking pathetic.
Just psychopaths. There's no empathy, no respect, no anything going through this fucking guy's brain.
I'm adding him to the list of people. He's right under Greg Abbott now, under people I want to box.
Yeah. I refused to make him dinner and he ended up going to sleep without eating anything. He then goes into radio silence. Yeah, he couldn't figure it out himself.
What? Like, are you serious?
Using our promo ramen. Code Magic Spoon, you could
all the protein that you need from a meal and
with
all
none
the
of the
other
carbs,
and it makes you wet.
It makes you super wet. So he then goes into radio silence after telling me he works hard for this family compared to me, and that the least I could do is have dinner ready for him, whatever time it is.
This guy's fucking insane.
Am I the asshole for not getting up to make him dinner at 2 a.m. and snapping at him instead? Not.
Bro, she pushed out a baby and is raising your baby at home all day, every day.
Yep.
What are you bro, you are driving home from, I guess, work? There's so many 24-hour places you can grab a fucking meal, bro. Why are you... Dollar Menu exists, man.
It also seems very suspicious that he's saying work. Because it sounds like this has just started happening and it seems to be like after the baby, right? So if I had to put $100 on this, I would put it on he's probably out at the bar drinking or doing some other shit that he shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, your mind must be fucked up for you to come home and tell the mother of your child at 2 a.m. to make you dinner.
Yeah, you can't be sober.
Yeah.
There's no way. You are out of your, blitzed out of your mind to be telling someone that shit.
I was going to give him the benefit of a doubt, like, you know, brand new baby. It sounds like she's not working at the moment. So maybe he's picking up extra hours.
Maybe, but
maybe,
still.
But also, Chris brings up a good point. You can't be in your right mind to fucking shake your wife.
Yes.
At 2:45 and go off on her for not making you dinner.
When you're an adult person with hands, like you're capable of working, you're capable of picking up food on the way home or fucking making, as we've said multiple times, any kind of simple meal, grilled cheese, mac and cheese.
Eggs.
I'm thinking of cheese right now, but eggs.
It's a good,
toast.
It's a very,
toast.
Yeah, toast.
Bread that's bread, apparently, not toast.
We got into it. It's okay. We won't get into it.
It's washing over from our Monday episode. But
it's
anyway,
a Monday episode. Wickamaniacs, if you're interested, listen to that.
But man, it makes me so fucking mad. And two out of four of our stories today are just like, I feel so bad that these women are having babies with these people.
Yeah.
Do babies just fry men's brains? Like, are they just suddenly fucking stupid once they have one? Because that's what
you know, well, two people who just had babies within the past year, and they are doing amazing.
Okay.
From what we see. Great dads. I don't think it fries their brains. These guys are definitely had their brains fried before this shit.
They were probably dickheads before,
like
during and after this baby.
Yeah. Oh man, I don't know what else to say. You're definitely not the asshole.
Definitely.
I don't know. I honestly don't know what you should do. Buy more pre-prep meals and make them himself. I don't know. Fuck. Man, fuck that guy.
I don't know. So many times on this show, I'm just like, divorce? But, you know,
it's never that easy.
It's never that easy, especially with kids and stuff.
It's easy for us to say, but it's easy to execute, for sure. So,
I mean, truly, like, seek... I don't know, like find some a way sort for him help. To seek some sort of counseling or some shit. I don't know why the first thought is not just, let me get some fucking McDonald's, bro.
That would be mine.
I get it. You're working extra hours, so you're trying to, you know, get money and save money and stuff. McDonald's, bro. It's dumb cheap. Like burgers should not be that cheap. Or just fucking cereal, man. Because
what the fuck are you going to do after 2 a.m. that you need a fucking meat and egg? Or a meat and potato type ass dinner.
You're gonna go to sleep.
You're gonna go straight to sleep. You not need to be fucking shit like that. Like at 2 a.m. Like, why are you demanding that at 2 a.m?
We haven't even mentioned that he straight up just called her fat.
Oh yeah.
Oh, true.
Holy fuck,
you fucking gave birth to your child.
Oh
you
my
fucking
god,
dickhead.
I just
piece
don't.
Of shit. Like, what is he implying? She ate all the food or something? Like, what does that have anything to do with the scenario that they're talking about? It's just something to hurt your significant other. It's something to actively go out of your way to make them feel bad.
Exactly.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Fuck this guy. Divorce. Absolutely. I'm saying it. Yeah. I'll say it for you, Sean.
We'll give him the divorce.
God. So that is it for this episode. What did you think? Please let us know angrily in the comments.
I'm looking at Chris like that James Franco meme from that cowboy movie. First time.
Oh yeah.
First time being this enraged from shitty men.
Oh my God.
Welcome to hell. I saved these terrible ones for Sean. So welcome aboard, Chris.
This was fun. No way.
So before we sign off though, Chris, I do want you to tell the Wicked, or Sean, if you want, tell the Wikimaniacs about Shots and Thoughts and where they can find you guys.
You got it, Chris.
Oh, sick. I don't. So Sean has this really cool like tagline. He says that's his thing. I do not know it off the top of my head.
Sean sounds like the put together one of Shots and Thoughts.
Yeah.
I feel like Reddit on Wiki, you and John are so put together that I will just slide into the chaotic role is my tendency, I feel.
That's fair. I'm a little bit more in the middle. Sean's definitely way more, or John's definitely way more organized. He has everything scripted and everything planned. He's got topics planned for like a month and a half in advance. I look at the calendar, I'm like, holy fuck, he knows what he's
doing.
He's the
only one that updates the calendar. Every time I make the post on Cultivate asking for titles, like, honestly, it's everyone but me and Josh that updates that thing.
Yeah, I'm also disorganized, so it's fine.
At least you have someone, you know.
True. Go ahead, Chris. Sorry, I cut you off there.
So Shots and Thoughts is the podcast that Sean and I and Ryan all try host. Yeah. Basically, we learn something that like we either should know or didn't know, and we take shots during it as we cover truths behind things that we should already know. And we also play, and then after that, after halftime, play some fun drinking games that we all came up with.
It's a very unique show. There's no other show out there like it. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah. Got that right. Yeah.
It's we've been told it's a mix of like Reading Rainbow mixed with Hot Ones.
Really? Dude, but that's awesome.
Very explicit. An explicit Reading Rainbow mixed with Hot Ones.
That's fucking
And Hot
hilarious.
Ones doesn't have a Ryan, so you guys got a one up on that.
Yeah. It does have a Sean though. And
it does
I am
have
balding.
A Sean. That's true. So definitely a great podcast to go check out. Links to that will be in the show notes. If you want to hear more of this show, consider subscribing and giving us a rating and review on whatever platform you are on. And don't forget, you can submit your own Am I the Asshole stories to us using redditonwikipod@gmail.com or DM us on Twitter and Instagram @redditonwiki. Not sure when we're going to do the listener submitted ones. Depends on when John's coming back. But if he's not back soon, maybe Sean and I will hop on a couple. just because there is a mountain of them. There's a whole bunch that I'm
they
just
have been piling
stacking
up.
So we will get to those, I promise, once John gets back, or we'll figure something out. So thank you for sending those and continue to send those. We will get to them eventually.
Oh, announcement too, in regards to that and John's return. If you could just send some good vibes, or, yeah, you know, if you believe in prayers, some prayers. If you don't, just vibes, positive thoughts towards John's direction. That would be fantastic.
100%. Yeah. We wish John and his family nothing but the best, and we hope to see him return with good news. To cap it off, thank you, Chris, for coming on the show today.
Absolutely. Thank y'all for having me. Tag me in again in one of these. These are fun. I like talking shit about bad people.
And thank you, Sean, our Kinda Friday host, once a month host. Should be more regularly now, but thanks for coming on and giving your takes. Thank you, Wikimaniacs, for another amazing episode. We will see you on Monday.
Bye.
Audible is the largest collection of audiobooks and podcasts.